There is always another story or another side to it, a unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. It appears the odds are stacking up against Russia in Ukraine. Their forces are encountering determined resistance and advancement from Ukrainian forces. Russian President Vladimir Putin persists in rounding up reservists to bolster his embattled forces. And now, Russian media is adding anti-Semitism to its list of so-called shortcomings in the conflict. A popular talk show host recently branded Jews as being insufficiently patriotic, whilst a think tank has accused a renowned Jewish philosopher of backing Ukraine through greed. Anti-Semitic remarks now seem to be on the increase, notably from a senior veteran writer who has compiled a list of well-known Jews, referring to them as foreign agents, a definition which Russia regards as its enemies. Already, reports indicate that thousands of Russian Jews left Russia since its invasion of the Ukraine, and it is estimated that 20,000 people, or 15%, of Russia's estimated Jewish population have since emigrated to Israel, which is preparing for many more arrivals. This particular activity is also causing concern that anti-Semitism could escalate in Russia based on a perception of being unpatriotic. Countless artifacts and paintings were plundered by Nazi forces throughout occupied lands in World War II, and now many countries have introduced definitive legal declarations and mechanisms to return such stolen artifacts to their rightful owners. A Dutch committee overseeing stolen artwork claims has concluded that a valuable Vasily Kandinsky painting titled View of Murnau with Church be handed back to the family of Johanna Margaret Stern Lippmann, who was murdered in 1944 at Auschwitz. The return of this painting is the latest in numerous favorable decisions in Holland for the descendants of Jews who lost distinctive artworks during Nazi rule. The return of looted artworks also continues in other European countries, and in Germany, three museums recently returned five paintings to the family of a Jewish banker and art collector from Cologne who did not survive the war. Israel continues to cement ties with leading and strategic world economies, and the country is now celebrating a free trade agreement which has been reached with South Korea, which will come into effect on December the 1st. Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid has hailed the development as, to quote him, great news, which confirms the first ever free trade agreement between Israel and a country in Asia, unquote. He thanked South Korea for their friendship and cooperation, adding that this agreement will create new opportunities and also help lower the cost of living in both countries. The agreement will see mutual reductions in custom charges on goods and measures to encourage trade in other areas such as services and investment, and mutually agreed upon standards. Other benefits include the cancellation of a 7% levy on South Korean automobile imports, and more than 95% of Israeli exports to South Korea will be duty-free. Israeli startup companies continue to demonstrate their world leadership in technology and innovation, and three such companies, Neolithix, Freezum, and Yeep, have been named among 30 agritech and food tech companies, which will now compete for a prize of $2 million in the Global Food Tech Challenge. The 30 shortlisted startups were chosen from 667 submissions from 79 countries. And from the shortlisted startups, 50% of the proposals were focused on food production, with a particular focus on insect farming and aquaculture, farm management, plant-based solutions, and precise farming, whilst the remaining 50% focused on food waste tech, food sharing platforms, supply chain monitoring, and traceability. And staying with consumer news, so to speak, have you heard of these sayings? Good food never fails in bringing people together, or food is really and truly the most effective medicine. Well, do you agree? Well, Jewish, Christian, and Muslim communities in Brazil certainly demonstrated this when they recently showed off their individual skills by coming up with their versions of hummus during the inaugural Abrahamic Hummus Championship hosted by the Hebraica Jewish Club in Sao Paulo. Whilst the event was won by the Christian Arab women's and men's team of the Mount Lebanon Club of Sao Paulo, Jack Turpins, the Brazilian president of the World Jewish Congress body of Latin America, noted how encouraging it was for these communities to come together on such an occasion to expand on relations, understand each other's cultures, exchange ideas, and improve dialogue between the three groups. Hummus, definitely one of my medicines, I must admit. Would love to have tried that winning recipe. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.